calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the email address, please?
Yes, Joseph. It's 19GH65@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am. And again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department, ma'am. And can you provide me with the first and last name so I can pull this account up for you?
My name is Gina Howard.
Okay, ma'am. And can you just verify the shipping address for me, please?
106 Allen Street, Purvis, Mississippi, 39475.
Thank you. So I've pulled up an account with that information today. I see this is in regards to, that was for the Bites Hub meal planning app. Is what I'm showing you have with us, ma'am. So it looks like you initially were billed the membership for the Bites Hub meal planning app for $59.89. That meal planning app helps focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It was initially created when you entered into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. As it stated in the terms and conditions, you would also be signing up for that meal planning app.
Okay, well, I don't want any advert. That's months ago. I don't have a job, and $59 has been taken out of my account twice, once on April 18th and then again on May 18th. And I don't have the money to cover it. So, and I would like to have my money returned since it's really, I don't even know what it's for.
Okay, ma'am. So you never created this account or entered into any type of contest for a Dyson's vacuum, ma'am? So it would have been done back on 4/17.
I noticed that money was taken out of my account on the 18th. That's what shows on my statement. And again, for May 18th, so that's 2 months in a row. And that's over $100, dude. And I really can't afford that. May I get my money back for that? Because here we are in June. And I don't have a job right now, and I can't afford to pay that. If you guys are going to be taking $60 out of my account, you're not going to get it. Because I have no more money left. It's gone.
Kitty, what you doing? Okay, so I'm just verifying. You're saying no one in your household created this account, that the account is fraudulent. You did not authorize any charges to come off the account or place any type of order for a contest entry for a Dyson's vacuum. Am I understanding that correctly, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so you're wanting to file this as fraud, correct?
Yes, somebody must have got my information and tried to use it. I don't know, but yes, I would like to have that resolved.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with getting this file this Friday.
Okay, thank you. You go lay down. Go on. Go lay down. Be good. Please. Rainy. Be a good girl. Yep. Quiet.
Okay, ma'am, I'm here. I'm working on. Be happy to go and get this file this Friday. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything is fraud. We will go ahead.
Okay. So that will be reimbursed?
Okay. I understand, ma'am. I'll be happy to get this filed. This trial, I do need to let you know. And you verify a couple more things. You said there's not currently a dispute, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'll be happy to go and file this as fraud. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud. We will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them. Okay. I'm be happy to get this file as fraud. Do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on this account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online, to also verify the location of where this took place. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing your account as fraud for you today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me get this file as fraud. Please stand by while I get your refund issued for your fraud claim.
Okay. Rainy. Hush. Rainy. Shush. Quiet. No. Hush.
Okay. I'm still here. I'm working on the refunds for your fraud claim and working on the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm working on your refunds for your fraud claim. Thank you. I'm still here. I'm getting this file, this fraud for you.
Okay,
I'm working on your refunds. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Oh, you dropped it. Right here, Sam. Right here, Sam. Tammy, right here. Come on, back. Come on. Come on. It's down here, baby. Come on. It's right here. There you go. Good girl. Oh,
I'm almost done with that, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. I just have anxious little ones around me.
I'm almost done. No, you're fine, ma'am. I'm just finishing the last refund for you.
Okay.
Fortunately, they don't have an easy button that says refund both. So I have to go individually and refund it.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I know. It's a process.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am. So the refunds have been successfully issued. I have the confirmation number for your refunds. You'll be getting a full refund of $59.89 for the May and April charges, ma'am.
Okay. May and April, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
It's 715-765-395.
Okay. Can I get you to repeat that number for me one more time?
Okay, ma'am. And your refund's been issued back to your account. You'll see that back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can do for you today? Anything else at all?
Yeah. Yes, can I get that confirmation number one more time?
Sure. Absolutely. It's going to be 715-736-5395.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
That is everything I needed to have done. I appreciate your patience and your kindness for me today. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.